FM104 is switched on and I'm joined by skin expert Ivana Breen. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for chatting to us once again. So April is Rosacea Awareness Month. Tell us what exactly rosacea is.
Rosacea is an inflammatory skin condition, and there are different levels of it, but it tends to present itself in that it generally shows down the central panel of your face, down the nose, across the cheekbones. And it will be, you'll have a few different symptoms. Different people will have different symptoms. So it can be flushing, it can be high colouring, persistent redness. Some people get pustules and papules. There can be little telangiectasia, which are little thread veins. Mm-hmm. And people with rosacea can often feel like a dryness or almost a burning or stinging sensation on their skin when they get very hot. So it's not pleasant at all.
Do you know what can cause it?
So there's no real known cause as such, but stress would be one of those things that can trigger it. And also, you would genetically inherit a predisposition to it. So some people would inherit that, and some people just develop it regardless of genetics. So it really varies from person to person.
How can you tell if you have it or if it's something else? How can you tell the difference?
So it can be confusing because particularly if you have redness and you're getting breakouts, some people feel that they might just be getting acne or that, but really, I suppose the best way to tell whether you have it or not is to come into somebody like myself, mm-hmm. into a skin therapist, and get a diagnosis. And we can go through with you your symptoms and your skin history, and how from that then we can give you an idea of if it is rosacea and what grade you have as well. Because, you know, some people can have mild rosacea where there's just a bit of redness in the skin, a bit of flushing, a bit of inflammation, right through to people having problems where it can actually affect your eyesight as well. So there's a varying level of rosacea.
And can it appear at any age?
It can appear at any age. It tends to appear later in life, though, but you might be someone that has high colouring as a teenager and then it develops later in life, but that's not necessarily always a sign that it will develop. Some people have skin that never gives them any problems throughout their life, and then all of a sudden in their 30s, 40s and 50s, they can start to see it. And for women, it can happen around perimenopause, menopausal age. But it's not just a condition that can affect women. It's something that affects the male population just as much, if not more.
And in Ireland, we have quite high rates for it, don't we?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it's that Celtic skin that we have. It's because our skin is so fine, and it's to do with an environment as well, because the weather will have an impact on it too. Extremes of hot and cold will have an effect on the skin. So it's that genetic inheritance that we have, unfortunately, in that Irish Celtic skin type.
Yes, I have lovely pale white skin myself, so I know well, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But also, I think you learn pretty quickly what your skin likes and doesn't like because of it. So
in one way. And I think, really, I mean, talking about a pale skin and an Irish skin type, you know, we all talk about sunscreen and how important it is for everyone to wear sunscreen on a daily basis. But for people with rosacea, it's even more important because their skin barrier is usually compromised. So there can be a mite on our skin. There is a mite on our skin, and we all have it. It's called the Dermodex mite. But in people with rosacea, they can have an abundance of this mite, and it can interfere with the natural skin barrier. And when our skin barrier is compromised in any way, we're more vulnerable to UV exposure and to pollutants in the environment. So it's really, really important that we wear sunscreen on a daily basis, and it needs to be an SPF 50.
Can diet play a part in it as well?
Absolutely. And with rosacea, there's no hard rules. There are general triggers. Mm-hmm. So common triggers would be, the most common one would be alcohol. And in particular, but not exclusively, the darker alcohols. So things like whiskey and brandy and those kind of, you know, red wine. But that's not to say that white wine wouldn't aggravate it in somebody else. So, and in any alcohol, because alcohol causes inflammation within our system, and anything that causes inflammation in our system is going to affect our skin. But people will have different triggers. So some people might find that cooked tomatoes, for example, could irritate them. The next person could be fine for that. Dairy, wheat, these are common triggers, but they're, it's not that you should cut these foods out if you feel you have rosacea. It's about trying to figure out what are your particular triggers. And I think keeping a skin diary is always a really good idea for people with rosacea, so that you can see on the days that you had certain foods, you know, usually it'll be a day or two later where your skin will react. So by keeping a diary, you can get a good overview of what is it that triggers the skin. And along with that, I would always encourage people to sort of even put an emoji down, like, you know, yeah, what their mood was like on that day, because stress and our mood and anxiety all come into play. The brain, skin, gut axis is something that's very real, and the health of our gut really determines the health of our skin. So with something like rosacea, that axis of the brain, skin, gut is very much something that we need to consider and take into account when we're treating the condition.
I know we're discussing rosacea, but I'm assuming that any self-diagnosing of any skin condition could actually make it worse. So in fact, we probably should be going to somebody like you.
Absolutely, 100%. And particularly with the with things like TikTok out there telling us how to
fix everything
and put glue on our faces to get rid of blackheads. I mean, it's horrendous, some of the stuff that goes on TikTok. But definitely, yeah, I mean, one of the simplest ways, if you're having any difficulty, is to come in for a consultation, and we can go through your medical history, your skincare history. We talk to you about your lifestyle, your diet, your skincare routine, and we can see, are you having redness because you're using the wrong products, or is there something more than that?
Yeah, so you'd be able to look into it a bit deeper than
us
who are just using Dr. Google, as you'd say, sometimes. Yeah. It's never good, it never ends well, so it's always better to go to a professional, for sure. If people want to find out more about what you guys do, where's the best place to go?
So you can go to our website, which is ivanabreen.ie, or of course we're on social, Ivana Breen Beauty, and our skin and laser clinic, I should say. And Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you'll find us there.
Excellent. Ivana Breen, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.